Good evening. You're tuning in to a live broadcast of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association on the Raider, 88.1 KTXT-FM. I'm Tyler Patton. The Texas Tech Student Government Association represents every student working to foster their interests within the university community and among their fellow students, faculty, and staff in the larger communities of Lubbock and the South Plains. The Texas Tech Student Government Association meets twice a month on the first and third Thursdays during the fall and spring semesters. SGA meetings on 88.1 are a broadcast service of the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.
Harrelson, Hoffman, here. Cooper, here. Ingram, here. Juno, here. Canungo, yes. Colte, yes. Locke, here. Martyr, Myatt, here. Makis, here. McGallanan, here. McCabe, here. McGuire, here. Mills, Montgomery, here. Onwukimi, Ortega, here. Paris, present. Peters, here. Pippen, here. Polcari, Quinn, here. Romaretti, here. Ramirez, present. Rao, Reeves, here. Rodriguez, Shariar, Shank, Stovall, Streisner, Street, present. Tabawada, Tim, here. Trotter, here. Troll, here. Vasquez, here. Walker, Weber, here. Weeks, here. Scott Weeks, here. Trevor White, here. Wilborn, here. Wright, and Young.
Here. Okay, we will now move back to the pledge. Senator Bradley, will you please lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Senator Bill, will you now read the Senate Journal? Do I have a second? Seconded by Young. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. We'll move on to open forum. Do we have any students in here that would like to speak at our open forum? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will go move on to our special guest, starting with our Chief of Staff, Alex Austin. Y'all welcome him to the podium.
Hey guys, I wanted to come clarify a couple things up about SOURCE, and this is really gonna pertain to the SOURCE coordinators. This semester, I ask you guys not to hold SOURCE meetings. We're gonna hold SOURCE a little bit differently this semester, and we're gonna have one general SOURCE meeting with all the coordinators, all the organizations, all in one meeting, and then in that meeting, we're gonna break out into our individual colleges. Once that general meeting's done with, we're done with SOURCE for the semester. So I just feel like it's going to be an effective way to handle some of the mistakes within SOURCE. So please don't schedule any more SOURCE meetings. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next special guest is Jason Morton. He'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. So welcome to the podium.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for allowing me a few minutes to come talk to you guys. What I want to talk to you guys tonight about is cancer awareness. 3 years ago, on April 13th, I was diagnosed with stage 3 testicular cancer that I had no idea that I even had it. Part of that was because I did not know that men are supposed to check themselves every month. In late 2008, I started having a lot of lower back pain, and it caused me to go to the doctor, and I went to the doctor and he gave me pain pills. Pain pills didn't work. He suggested exercise. Exercise didn't work. I went out and got a bicycle. I lost 20 pounds, didn't work. So finally I was gonna go have a cortisone shot, a steroid shot, injected directly into my back. And the day before the operation, the doctor pulled me aside in the hallway and was telling me about a routine blood test that he had run a couple days earlier. It came back and my white blood count was 5 times the normal. So he put me into the hospital the next day and I spent about 10 days in the hospital before they finally figured out that I had testicular cancer. Part of the reason that it took them so long was because even if I would have been doing self-examinations, there was no cancer cells on the tissue or on the testicle itself that were large enough to be found by self-exam. But it had already spread to my liver and my kidneys, and especially into my lungs. So one question I have for you guys tonight is, who all in here knows somebody that's had cancer? Okay, I see just about everybody has their hands up. So cancer has touched everybody in this room. So everybody knows how important it is. What I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight was, or is, a organization that is called Single Jingles. A friend of mine from Austin created this organization. It's a nonprofit organization, and the sole purpose of the organization is to bring about awareness of testicular cancer in young men. One of those reasons is because testicular cancer is the most common cancer that's diagnosed in men from age 15 to 35, which is right about the time that we're all too macho to admit that anything's wrong. You know, you might just be thinking, well, maybe I just pulled a groin at the gym. It's not that big a deal. It'll go away. Myself, when I go back and look on my cancer journey, I was having some uncomfortable spots when I was riding, but I just always attributed it to, well, maybe I rode too hard that day. You know, maybe that's why the testicle's hurting. Hindsight being 20/20, it was the cancer. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about is, again, next week, the CEO and founder of Single Jingles is flying up to Lubbock, and we're going to be doing 4 presentations at the men's dorms. And we would like to get every one of those presentations just as packed as we can. If you guys notice these flyers that I have, I brought one for everybody here tonight, and it tells a lot of the details about what testicular cancer is. It also comes with these plastic shower cards that you can hang in the shower. You can also mark the date on there. It reminds you. Notice it also shows you how to do it. It's very simple. All you have to do is check it. And notice our slogan on the front is, man up and check them. Exactly. We're too afraid to talk about this. Everybody knows what Susan G. Komen is, right? Everybody knows that's breast cancer. Well, nobody talks about testicular cancer. They're afraid to talk about it. But we need to talk about it. It's important that you guys check yourselves. I'm not going to call out anybody and ask you who's checked themselves this month. I have. I don't know if anybody else will admit it. But what I need the biggest help from you guys is to, number one, drum up some enthusiasm for the presentations that we're doing next week. And also, I would love it if you guys came up with some great ideas on how to spread this throughout the entire community of Lubbock, not just Texas Tech University. You know, we've had some ideas of, you know, maybe going to the bars and seeing if they, you know, do a Thursday night special where, you know, every time or every drink that they sell of a certain drink, they would donate a portion of the proceeds to Single Jingles. You know, that would be great. Another thing that we would love help with is, like I said, we're a nonprofit organization, and we're trying to spread these this awareness to everywhere. I mean, right now we're just based in Texas. The foundation's based out of Austin, but we're trying to expand wherever we can. Right now, Texas Tech University is the first Division I school that Single Jingles is going to be in. When we're doing these presentations next week, we're going to be giving them all shower cards, and as we speak, the posters should be going up in all of the dorms currently. Does anybody have any questions about testicular cancer? Well, I've got everyone's attention. Not really? Yes?
Are you a nonprofit organization?
Yes, Single Jingles is a nonprofit organization. Okay, that's fine. But that's a good point. You know, nobody wants to talk in front of a crowd. Go ahead.
Is your scheduled seminar just restricted to Tech students?
No. What were you thinking?
High school students.
Yes, we encourage anybody to come out. Actually, a friend of a friend has a son that's in his second year at TTU, and she also has a senior in high school, and she wanted to know if they could come. And I was like, well, definitely, just because they don't live in the dorms, I'd love to speak to as many people as we can. Yes, ma'am.
When and what time?
We are going to be doing them at 7 and 8:30 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And I will get with Alex and let her know exactly where they are. I have them in email, so I can pull it up and let you guys know. If you do come up with any great ideas, the easiest way to get in touch with me is my email address, and it's jason.morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, at ttuhsc.edu. And then one of the posters that you might see around campus. Oh, yes.
Are you going to be submitting it via tech announce?
Yes, I believe that is going in on Monday afternoon. Any other questions? Okay, well, that's all I had for tonight. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, we will now move on to my report. I just wanted to remind you guys again of that March 22nd meeting change. We will now no longer be meeting on the 22nd due to the Big 12 on the Hill conference. Instead, we will be meeting that March 20th on, it's a Tuesday. And so far, I've only had one person tell me they have class, so I'm expecting everybody to be there, no excuses, because that's a really important meeting. And then next, I also wanted to pass on another reminder for Dance Marathon. Jeffrey Chin wanted me to remind you guys that you guys can still register for Dance Marathon. The Dance Marathon event will take place Saturday, February 11th from 11 a.m. to midnight at the Student Rec Center. If you want to register, you go to raiderthon.com, click register, register as a dancer. You can either join a team or create your own team. And then if you want to use the promo code SGA, you get $10 off your registration fee. So it'd be really great if we could get some of you guys registering, maybe come up with an SGA team. If anyone's interested, I'll be there from 12:30 to 2 doing an activity. So just let me know if you guys are interested and we can maybe get a team together. Okay? And I think that's all I have for my report, so we'll move on to first readings. Senator Davis.
We are committee on rules and administration ask the consent of student senate that the following senatorial appointments be approved for the College of Business Administration, Ms. Katie Peters and Mr. Joel C. Ortega.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Fairchild. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. That'll be instated. Oh, shoot, I brought my binder.
Let me grab an O for you guys to read a little bit. I apologize.
Does anyone have their other, have their rules listed in it? Constitution, apologize. I apologize, guys. I ran out of my office today without my binder. Okay, will the two new senators please stand and repeat after me? I do hereby solemnly swear, that I will faithfully execute the duties of my office and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of
the Student Government Association
of Texas Tech University and regulations which may be made in pursuance thereof. Okay, congratulations, guys. Okay, we will now move on to first reading with Senate Resolution 47.17. Senator White.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.17, stating the Senate to the Student Senate regarding the accomplishments of the 2011 Livestock Judging Team at Texas Tech University for winning the 2011 National Championship, and move that it be placed on the consent calendar.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Mayans. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Senator White, will you please take the podium?
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.17, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the accomplishments of the 2011 Livestock Judging Team of Texas Tech University for winning the 2011 National Championship.
Is there any further discussion? Senator White?
Okay. I just wanted to tell y'all about the Livestock Judging Team. This, I believe, is the 8th national championship that the Livestock Team has won since all the way back in the 1930s, I believe, is the first one. So, you know, we went for a while, we had 2 or 3, and then we've won 4 of the last 5 competitions, like national competitions, and bring recognition to Texas Tech. And it's an organization that I'm very proud to say is within our college, and I think as members of Texas Tech University, we should recognize them for their accomplishments and for bringing further recognition to our university.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote, and just point of information, this has to pass unanimously in order to pass.
Yes, 100% pass.
Senate Resolution 47.17 passes. Okay, we will now move back to first reading with Senate Resolution 47.18. Senator White.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.18 and move to be placed on the consent calendar.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Weeks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we will move to the consent calendar. Senator White, will you please take the podium?
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.18, same thing, but recognizing the accomplishments of the 2011 Meech Judging Team.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Oh, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize, Senator White.
The same thing as the last time. However, I just wanted to point out something that I did not get on this resolution, and that is that this team was chosen to compete at the international competition in Australia back last summer, and they won that competition by over 400 points. So I didn't get that on here because it didn't relate directly to the national contest, which was held in Nebraska. However, I think that's important to point out. And again, I believe as a student senate, we should recognize them for their accomplishments.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal.
Pass.
Okay, Senate Resolution 47.18 passes. Okay, we will now move on to routine motions and other business. Are there any committee or college reports? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. First off, we, your Committee on Rules and Administration, ask the consent of the Student Senate that the following committee appointments be approved. Committee on Budget and Finance, Ms. Katie Peters. Committee on Rules and Administration, Mr. Joel C. Ortega and Ms. Casey Bluedorn. And Committee on Infrastructure, Mr. Forrest Stovall.
Okay, do I have a second for those appointments? Seconded by Senator Anderson. All in favor, please say aye.
Madam President.
Senator Bradley.
I'd just like to ask that we remove Ms. Peters from the Budget and Finance Committee. I spoke to her earlier. She will not be able to be here for the allocation weekend, which is essentially the entire point of the committee. And she's perfectly fine with that. She has agreed to help out with the interviews. So I move to amend it by removing her name from the list.
Okay, do I have a second for that amendment? Seconded by Senator Fairchild. All in favor of that amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that amendment will be accepted. All in favor, or is there any further discussion on the original appointment? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will continue to vote on the appointments. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, those appointments pass, and we will work on Senator Peters' appointment for the next meeting. Are there any other reports, or Senator Davis?
Thank you, Madam President. If everybody will look on their RNA committee report, there is a new updated list of absences. And I'll just go ahead and read them for you. Burroughs 2, Canungo 2, Streisner 1, McAllen and 1, Breen 1, Young 1, Chavez 1, Abbott 2, Ramirez 1, Walker 4, Weber 2, Breedlove 2, Cabrera 1, Doss 2, Fairchild 1, Anderson 1, and Mills 1. If there are any problems with these absences, please come and talk to me. We've been having some problems this week because people are just now trying to fix their absences from 2 months ago, and that's not going to cut it anymore. So we're going to explain the process one more time for everybody while we're all here. If you're absent, you must turn in an absentee form. You must turn it in Monday by 5 p.m. if you know that you're going to miss the next Thursday's meeting. If for some reason during the week something happens and you can't come, you still have to turn in an absentee form. Just turn it in as soon as you can, because RNA doesn't meet for 2 weeks, so you have 2 weeks to put it in my box in the office. If you don't, then you get another absence. Then you get a subpoena. You don't come to that subpoena, you get another absence. You get 4 absences, you're automatically kicked out of the Senate, and we don't want that to happen. So that's the process. Does everybody understand that? Do we have any questions? Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Davis. Are there any other college or committee reports? Senator White.
I would just like to take a second and make the Senate aware of a fundraising campaign that's going on to revitalize the Dairy Barn. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. Over on the west side of the library, it's kind of looking decrepit. The roof is coming off. It needs a paint job. And so the Dean of the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources started a fundraising campaign that we actually kicked off back at a homecoming breakfast, which was homecoming game day. And we've had an estimate made, and it's $65,000 to redo the roof and redo the siding, and we are currently at $37,500, so we're a little bit over halfway towards our goal. And so I would let the Senate know. I know there is a committee on infrastructure that has the Dairy Barn under their purview, and so they need to be updated on that. But also, if you know of any alumni that would, you know, are interested and would like to make a donation, get them in touch with myself or Dr. Michael Gallion, who's the Dean of the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources, and we can help them contribute. You can also go to givetotech.org, and there is a spot where you can, you know, give money and select go to the Dairy Barn revitalization. So anyway, that's all I have.
Thank you, Senator White. Are there any other college or committee reports? No. Senator Bradley.
Guys, it's just that time of year. I know you guys are probably tired of listening to me talk about budget and finance, but next week is a big kickoff for actually the whole interviews will range from February 6th all the way to the 22nd. I was just informed here recently that we did extend the deadline of when you can actually turn in your application for funding until this Friday. So if you guys know of any organizations that hadn't turned it in and just kind of accept the fact, well, crap, we're not getting any funding, tell them that they can still turn it in, get it to Kerry Babitsky as soon as they can. We'll get them written down for the interview and try and get them some funding. And if any of y'all are looking to help with the interviews, we would be more than happy to have y'all. It's a really great experience. You get the chance to meet with student organizations from all corners of the campus. I mean, you get to meet some really fascinating and interesting characters and see a lot of really neat organizations throughout this whole thing. So if you'd like to help out, come join us on Saturday at 11 a.m. I know what everybody's thinking. We're like, crap, that kind of kills my Friday night plan. But still, nonetheless, if you'd like to be involved, come stop by Saturday. I'm going to get you trained on kind of how to do the interview process and how to talk to these organizations, and we'll get you helping out. So appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Are there any other college or committee reports? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll move on to the Student Government Association calendar with second reading of Senate Concurrent Resolution 47.04. Do I have any committee reports on the bill? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. The committee has made an amendment upon the recommendation of Senator Pippin. And if everyone will turn to line 30, this is on Concurrent Resolution 47.4. After the words gender identity, we would like to add the words and expression.
Okay, do I have a second for that amendment? Seconded by Senator Weeks. Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. Obviously, this was not in the original bill, but Senator Pippin came and spoke to the committee this last Monday, and he has recommended that this be put into the constitutional change, as it is the more political correct term. So.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to vote on the amendment. Senator Beal, do you have the clickers ready? Okay, amendment is included. We'll now continue back to a discussion on the original bill. Are there any other amendments proposed? Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. With that, I move to place this on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Pippin, you may take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce or reintroduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 47.03, placing a referendum on the upcoming special election ballot regarding the amendment of Amendment 3 of the Student Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University to reflect changes in non-discrimination policies and move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion, Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. So let me give everyone a brief run-up of to how this came to be and where we are currently within SGA and our Constitution. First off, just to kind of give you a general rundown of what our Third Amendment looks like in its current state, it addresses the non-discrimination policies in four main areas, that is race, color, creed, and sex. And it says that as far as the administration goes, their policies, their rules, and their regulations, they should make no policy that's going to infringe upon any of these areas and cause discrimination in anything that we do. Now, obviously, this is great, and it was probably great at the time that it was originally passed, but times have changed, and this no longer complies and no longer matches with not only federal policy, state policy, policies that we have here at Texas Tech, but also policies that even enforce our regulation as far as students being accepted and admitted into Texas Tech University. So we see here we're greatly lacking as far as following standards and ensuring that we as a student government association, when we represent our students, when we make our rules, we make sure that we're following the same policies that we have all the way from the federal government down to our local level of the university. So what we did and what specifically I went back and looked at the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board application, the statements that they place about non-discrimination policies, the Texas Tech University policies on non-discrimination, and not only that, but various areas of the federal policies on non-discrimination, and kind of combine those to make what would be the most efficient form of a Third Amendment containing non-discrimination policies. If you turn and look at the front page of the concurrent resolution, you'll find that not only is the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, which is going to be lines 7 through 9, I believe, their non-discrimination policy, but you find what the Texas Tech University non-discrimination policy covers. So we have a pretty thorough covering of what we have to comply with, what we're working with. There were a few areas such as the way genetics work that are in federal discrimination policies that I did not think we had a place to be in here, since we're not going to largely be dealing with things like that. But this covers a large portion of what we are going to deal with, a large portion of what student organizations we will have to be working with on a day-to-day basis, not only that, but on year-to-year basis distributing funding. So let's talk about why this is important real fast. First off, the first level of why it's important is we have had discrimination in the past. We have had discrimination on levels of these facets involving student organizations, that we picked out student organizations because of a certain cause and said, you know what, no, you're no longer allowed to have funding because of this reason. But not only that, as time continues on, we're going to figure out that as we grow to be a more diverse university, until we figure out education about each other, or there's a certain point that we may run into ignorant individuals who do not know about other certain types of cultures, individuals, identities, and who don't know about that, and they may find the need to discriminate. This can be on a wide range of issues, whether it be on the level of age, whether it be on the level of veteran status, which is something that many of you have probably seen, the Green Zone campaign that the Texas Tech Military and Veterans Programs Office has been working on. Various facets around university which we're working to improve representation and make sure that everyone is represented equally among campus. But what is this not? What does it not have to do with? First off, it's not endorsing any types of ideas. It's not saying that we condone any certain types of activities. This is not saying that you as a senator, this is what you believe. What it is saying is that we as senators, we as a student government, and we as a student senate are not going to support the unequal treatment of people because of any reason. We will evaluate you on your character and what your student organization does, what you as a student bring to the table, but not on these characters and traits that have nothing to do with that. So this is to make sure that everyone across the board has equal treatment. But furthermore, I think this is something more critical to who we are as Red Raiders and what we are as a Texas Tech University. It's part of our goal of constantly striving for honor. If you look in one of the last paragraphs that I put under the whereas, it's under line 15, within the Texas Tech University Statement of Ethical Principles, we have stated that the university is committed to an open and diverse society, and that each member of the Texas Tech community has the right to be treated with respect and dignity. And that means, well, we may not necessarily agree with the person on whether, we may not agree with their thoughts on a certain issue or what they are as a person or what they represent or whatever category of these they might fall under, we're going to still treat them with the same respect and dignity we would show anyone else. And with that, I cannot urge you strong enough that this is something so important that we need to pass at this time to make sure not only we are complying with policies above us, but to send a message to all students, especially as we push for diversity and multiculturalism on this campus, that we're going to represent students and ensure that all students are treated equally.
Thank you, Senator Pippin. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Senator White.
I just have a question. They actually be better addressed by Senator Davis, but last meeting we were told that we were not passing resolutions correctly, concurrent resolutions or amendments to the Constitution in the correct way, shape, or form, but yet we're doing it the exact same way that we did last fall, and so I just wanted to see if we had an update on that procedure.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Davis?
Thank you, Madam President. The Constitution has been interpreted once again. Surprise. The last meeting, there is a definition clause in the very beginning of the Constitution that states that the Student Government Association is not just us, but this entire university and all those that are a part of it. So that means any student on this campus is a part of the Student Government Association. Now, when we first read the amendment process, can I get that page? Senator Pippin, do you have it? When we first read the amendment process, we read it to mean that once we as a Senate have passed a concurrent resolution by a two-thirds vote, and then it's sent to the paper twice for student reading, that when it comes back, the Student Government Association, we thought that was us, votes on it and it has to pass by a two-thirds vote again. Well, that's wrong. According to our Constitution, the Student Government Association is the student body. So the student body has the right to vote on this, and it must pass the student body by a vote of two-thirds. So that's where the referendum thing has come from. I've been confused sometimes as to where that came from. I know a lot of people have, but that clears it up. It was not explained in that way to me in my time in the SGA, but that's how we interpret it now. Again, sorry for all the confusion, but the process is we vote two-thirds, sent to the paper twice, and then on any election, it can be a special or during the general in the spring, the students get the chance to vote yes or no on that certain concurrent resolution. So that's the interpretation that we have come up to.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Is there any further discussion? Senator Mayans?
Thank you. So obviously my name is on this piece of legislation. I just wanted to commend Senator Pippin on sending an email out to all of you guys on Senate with this and hopefully getting our names on it. That's how I read about it. And I do encourage you to vote for this, not only because of all the reasons that he just stated, I'm not going to restate them, but because I think it's very important that we do follow guidelines that are set in this day and time. So for that reason, that's why I think you should absolutely vote for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mayans. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal, do you have the clickers ready? Okay, you guys can go ahead and click in.
Yay, 8% nay.
Okay, Senate concurrent resolution 47-04 passes. Okay, we will now move on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator Breen?
From YCT, but next Wednesday at 7, we have our meetings in the traditions room in the sub. We're having someone from the Lubbock Elections Office come and register people to vote and register you to get deputized so that you can register people to vote. You don't have to give them the mail-in cards. You can actually register them. So are you interested in that?
Thank you, Senator Breen. Are there any other announcements? Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Senator Fairchild. Do I have a second? Second by Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting's adjourned.